think about this. There's a Chinese restaurant in Montreal that's making news. And the reason why they're making news is because the owner has been very honest on the menu with the food.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, you know, usually you see a menu or you read a Yelp review, and if it's the owner, they talk about how much they love it and how great it is. Okay. So on the menu, like orange beef. Okay. The owner writes, compare that to our General Tso chicken. It's not that good. Anyway, I'm not a big fan of North American Chinese food, but it's your call. That's what it says on the menu. Oh, so there's another dish. It's a pork stir fry. Mm-hmm. It says this is the number one choice dish ordered by Chinese customers across all of China, according to an internet survey. And I totally believe it. When I was in China and went to a restaurant, I always order this dish too. You should get it also.
But he didn't say if it was good there.
I think it's a woman, which is even funnier.
Oh,
because she has this. Here's a good one. Satay sauce of beef. She said, this is new to our menu. I haven't had the chance to try this one yet. But a lot of customers like it. It seems popular.
Order at your own risk.
Right. This one's good. This one has curry flavor. Don't expect it to be so tasty, but it's a safe choice and it should make you happy.
Well, that's like when you go out to a restaurant and you ask the server what they recommend.
Right.
And yeah, they haven't tried everything on the menu. They don't know.
My favorite is like the owner will write underneath a dish, looks good, but temper your expectations.
I wonder if that affects how many people order the beef or whatever.
Well, it's helping the tweet, because the tweet about it has 73,000 likes and 12,000 retweets at this point. So my guess is if you live in Montreal, you probably know this restaurant and it's doing very well.
Except for the beef.
Right. Except for the one where she's like, I haven't had a chance to try it. Eat it at your own risk.
Yeah. Before you print the menu, try it. Then right. Give us your opinion. See, that's a good idea. I think they should have a Yelp review right on the menu with you know, 5 stars for this plate, 1 star for this plate, so you know what to order.
Actually, what they should do is for each item, they should have the 5-star and the 1-star. So you can see why people loved it and why people hated it. And then you could, that's what I would do. Like if I had a restaurant, I'd be like, here's this dish. Here's the 2 Yelp reviews from 5 to 1. And that's how I would make a restaurant. Cause I think that's, at least it's honest. You can see when people like something, why they like it. And when somebody doesn't like it, what they don't like about it. And then you could, you know, make a better choice. Chinese foods, I don't know about you, but in Montreal and in New York, it's not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in Montreal, it's actually really expensive. That little beef satay thing that I read about that she hadn't tried yet was $13.99.
And that's in Canadian money, so that's probably $6,000. So you want to treat stir-fried beef kind of like a camera on Amazon. You want to see the bad reviews, right, and the good reviews.
Okay, like here's a pizza place in California. It got 1 star. It says, don't try the pizza. It's so good. You're going to come back every night to eat it, and you will have no money by the end of the week. I love the food, so I hate this place. Gave it 1 star.